Hey, so last night I did a show at UCB East, right? Now, if you don't know what that is, it's like a hip comedy venue in the East Village here in New York. And I noticed something that there was a woman on the show. She did an abortion joke and it got like groans. And I've noticed that here in New York, that you go like hip audiences, they get uptight on abortion jokes. I feel like these people are more anti-abortion than they let on in this town. You think everybody should be like, yay, abortion? I mean, that's how I am. I don't have any abortion jokes currently in the rotation. I've had them in the past, but only based on my experience. You can listen to Moments of Greatness to hear, I think, really the only abortion joke that I have. I believe the track is called The Ride. Anyway, so that just is surprising to me. It's kind of like on Ash Wednesday when I see all these people walking around with ashes on their head. I'm like, all of you Catholics? Like, Catholic enough to go get ashes? It's disturbing. I'm thinking this city's a bunch of fucking nerds. A bunch of no-abortion-having, ash-getting nerds. But, I am extremely pro-abortion. I think everybody should get one. Unless you don't want one. Then don't, you know, if you want a child. But I don't, this idea that it's killing a baby. Oh, come now. You silly. You know better. I've never gotten one or been a party, have impregnated someone who then had. I've never impregnated anyone. We could just leave it there. I've never gotten anyone pregnant. And not even that I know of. Absolutely. So, maybe someone hid it from me. It could be, if there's no that I know of, and then, like, there's a child out there, that's definitely not. All right. I guess we'll, I'm doing a show tonight. Why am I telling you? You don't live here. Well, some of you do. Nick Maritato listens to this show more than I'd like. And because I don't like anybody listening to this show. Whenever I see the numbers, like, higher than a certain amount, I'm just like, oh, man, too many people listening. What am I going to do? I can't stop you. I'm putting this out there publicly. We're almost at 500. This is 497. Man, Thursday. What am I going to do on Thursday? I guess I'll just, maybe I'll call Ian. I don't even know if I'll do that. And that requires two phones. It's very complicated. Yeah, I guess I'll have to, well, I'll see if he's available. I haven't talked to him in a few weeks. I guess we'll look at the news. I'm busy today. Don't worry about with what. Important show business. That usually does not amount to. There's a lot of doing stuff that doesn't amount to anything. Well, no, it all amounts to something, hopefully. So it just doesn't give you the immediate result that you are hoping for. But I believe it all accumulates and will make me rich eventually. So it's important. Oklahoma police chief resigns over neo-Nazi ties, gets a job in neighboring police force. I do think if you were ever a Nazi, you shouldn't be a police officer. Maybe I'm being too hard on the Nazis. Am I being overly critical? of Nazis? I mean, haven't we all been in a Nazi group? Haven't we all? No, well, I haven't. I forget. Sarcasm, it can be taken out of context. I don't want to. I don't think you should be. But he is. And I'm guessing everybody's okay with it. It's interesting what can hold you back from getting if he had been arrested for smoking marijuana at the same time he was running this neo-Nazi, he was in part of this neo-Nazi group or whatever it was he was doing, I think he would not be allowed to be a police officer. But being a Nazi, he was the... I'm not saying Nazis can't have jobs. I'm not saying Nazis should be homeless on the street. I interact with all sorts of people. I don't know if there have been Nazis. When I go to Starbucks, no idea. There could be Nazis behind. They can make coffee. Nazis can make coffee. I would keep your political beliefs for outside. But I would... Also, that's probably good practice for any right-wing psycho. All right, let's stop talking about the Nazis. It's always like, oh, of course you're against Nazis. Why do you keep talking about? They keep coming up. Of course you're against it. It's not an of course anymore. It used to be an of course, but not really even. We thought it was an of course, and it wasn't. I wonder how many other of courses there are. Well, let's see. We'll leave that. Coke. Aurora in talks to make cannabis-infused drinks. I don't know what Coke Aurora. Coca-Cola? But Coke, guys. So they're going to make Coca-Cola with weed in it. Well, I would just request that they do that with Dr. Pepper. Okay. Or Cherry Coke. Or Vanilla Cherry Coke Zero at the movie theater. That would be perfect. Diver who helped with Thai cave rescue sues Elon Musk. What the fuck is going on with Elon Musk? I would just... I would take a moment. Listen, Elon Musk, if you have a friend that's sent you this podcast, just take a breath, go on vacay. How about you don't? I think just say, hey, everybody, I'm gonna go buy an island, and I'm gonna hang out on it and fish, and do some thinking, and just get somebody who is smart, and they can run your Tesla thing. Your SpaceX, whatever the fuck. And then, I think you wait it out for a little while. Everybody chills out. Everybody stops thinking you're a fucking weirdo, crazy person. And then you just kind of come back and say, is everything cool? And people will probably be like, yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not like he... And just give this guy, do a public apology for calling the guy a fucking pedo, you psycho. Oh, now I called him a psycho. He could sue me. But I'm, it's satire. He's not a psycho. I'm not a medical, mental health professional. Okay, so here's another. Coast Guard removes employee from Florence duty over alleged white power gesture. What's going on? Enough white people with your white power and your Nazi and your chill, man. They're everywhere. I don't know what the gesture was. Is it the okay? The okay thing's a whole big mess. Which it was meant to be, but let's not get into, like, 4chan weirdness. I don't know enough about it. I've never been on 4chan. Nation's oldest nuclear power plant to shut down permanently Monday, which is today, in New Jersey. Well, that's good, right? It's the oldest. Maybe enough. I don't know. Congratulations, New Jersey, of having the oldest nuclear power plant. They put that on your license plate. All right, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. See you fucks tomorrow. We love you.